Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Happy New Year and welcome to Healthy You. I hope you had a great holiday season and so pleased that you are coming alongside us this morning. Hello, my name is Kim Brooks Miller of Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, and our topic today may fall into some New Year's resolutions that you have, or maybe you haven't even thought about it, but having a healthier brain. And what a perfect topic this is to ring in the new year, as everyone can benefit from this information and to share with us this fine information. We're pleased to have Greg Skibinski rejoining Healthy You. Greg is a certified multiple addictions counselor with Agape Counseling, and you may recognize the Agape Counseling Group as they have done several terrific articles in Healthy Cells Magazine. Now, if you're just tuning in new with us, Greg Skibinski is the executive director for Agape Counseling Group, which has offices in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington. He specializes in working with individuals and their spouses with regards to chemical and behavioral abuse and dependency issues. Welcome back to the show, Greg.
Well, thanks, Kim. It's great to be here.
Did you have good holidays?
Very good.
Wonderful.
Very good. Excited about the new year.
Yeah, me too. And happy new year to you. So let's talk about how to make your brain healthier. I thought this was a fabulous topic. So is it possible to make your brain healthier and change your brain?
Absolutely. You know, I think that we, it's been common that as people here, you know, as we get older, we kind of see that or think that our brain kind of deteriorates.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with some of the latest technology and brain imagery that's out there, we're also showing that there's things that you can do to actually improve your brain and to make it healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say I'm not a brain expert myself.
You're not a brain surgeon?
I am not. And I am not a medical doctor.
Right.
However, I do have 21 years being in mental health. And so I think that there's things that I have seen and that people have done over the years that have really kind of helped them to kind of improve their brains and make it more healthier.
Okay, good. So now how long does it take to improve your brain if you're incorporating some things?
You know, I think that it could start in the very day. You know, I think that there are certain things like we know of fish oil. Is actually very, very good for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does things. Research is indicating that it's not only good for depression. You know, this time of year, it's January. It's cold outside. Nobody wants to go outside.
Right. Holidays are over.
Holidays are over. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't have as much to look forward to like you did back in the holidays.
Right.
Or, you know, sometimes people are there with a seasonal affective disorder. Mm-hmm. You know, they're feeling down. They're sad. They're depressed, maybe a little anxious. They're being cooped up. So, you know, I think that one of the elements of the fish oil helps. You know, it helps people to kind of stay focused in their thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does good things for your joints.
Right, you and
know,
your heart.
Yeah, and your heart and actually your skin as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, in a way, kind of it's a good healer for the brain as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a coating, you know. And I know a lot of people say, oh, gosh, it's that fish oil stuff. And sometimes they have like burp and they get that nasty taste
right. That's
in there. Sometimes if you freeze it and keep it in your freezer, you're less likely to have that experience with it.
Right. And I also think there are different kinds that do not offer that
sure. Kind
of bad taste, because
I've
had both and it's not pleasant when you're
right. Experiencing
the other one. Well, anyway, talking about a healthier brain, how can we get started on making our brains more healthy?
You know, I think one of the biggest things is about, and we kind of talked about this off air, but it was about getting active.
Yes.
Doing things, moving, you know, whether if it's just kind of like light exercise, going for a walk, you know, or a nice kind of brisk walk, making sure that you're getting good sleep. Getting yourself into better sleep habits at night, you know. Maybe you are turning off the computer or your iPad or, you know, maybe even the TV like a half hour to an hour before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're actually picking up an actual book. Or maybe you're jotting down something in, you know, I don't refer to journaling anymore because people tend to think of journaling in a negative sense. But maybe you're writing your personal memoirs.
Mm-hmm.
Tends to sound a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but maybe you're kind of doing hygiene habits, sleep hygiene, to promote that good night's sleep, to get a solid sleep.
Mm-hmm. You know, those things, I mean, people say, oh, I hear those things all the time. Well, you know, have you really put them into action?
Exactly.
You know, one of the other things that I heard, and it was a very interesting article I read, is if you're used to doing things right-handed, try some things left-handed,
mm-hmm.
you know, including like switch jewelry how you wear it. Well, not your wedding rings, obviously, but like what wrist you wear your watch, or try buttoning your shirt using your left hand, and go home different ways if
yeah.
you can.
Changing
your routine.
Yeah.
And how that stimulates the brain.
Oh, absolutely. You know, changing the routine, it looks different. It feels different. You know, maybe with it being as cold as it is, you know, you're inside, you decide that you're going to change the furniture in your living room around.
Oh.
Or maybe you're going to change the color of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since it's more of an inside activity, and if you have nothing else to do, you know, just because the challenge of being in a different environment because it looks different and it feels different, you know, that element of change, it has a positive impact on your brain because your brain is going to respond to things differently.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, one thing kind of segmenting, my husband and I downsized to a new residence and it's a bit more contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of different angles and things of walls. And it has taken me quite a while to get used to that because it is not your strict conventional square rooms.
Right.
So I'm sure that was very good for my brain. Not my body as I ran into things. I'm only kidding. But still, you know, there's that piece of it too. So I never thought of it that way. So I'm glad you brought that up. Now, are there things that we can avoid that can hurt our brains?
Sure. You know, and some of the most obvious ones is actually drugs.
Mm.
Alcohol, you know, and I think, you know, we're kind of talking more kind of the excessive alcohol use, you know, it's one of those things that we're tending to see that in terms of the brain imaging, you know, things like alcohol, excessive caffeine, they have a tendency of kind of shrinking the brain because it's due to the dehydration process
mm-hmm.
that happens. You know, you have to think about how much like water soluble your brain is. It's very water based.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing or engaging in things and it's like, you know, the dehydration, it's going to shrink your brain. So if your brain is actually becoming smaller, what type of impact is that going to have on your judgment and decision making process?
Hmm.
You know, or your memory and it being able to recall things, you know, especially like your short term memory.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have an impact.
Mm-hmm. And, well, let me ask you this then. If once that's kind of damaged, does it come back?
It can. I mean, but it's not something that's going to be immediate, you know. Our bodies, you know, and it's just like our brain too. We have to include that, you know, there's a natural tendency for it to want to heal itself. And
mm-hmm.
the brain is no different.
Hmm.
You know, I think that it's, you know, in years past that they talk about drugs and alcohol, it kills brain cells.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a fact. But sometimes going through a recovery or a 12-step process, the challenge that's involved in that to get them to do things and to think things differently changes the neural pathways in the brain to kind of make up for some of that was lost.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets your neurotransmitters to fire in different ways.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So what would be one thing for our listeners to consider the most from some of the things that you've mentioned?
You know, I would say definitely the movement, the activity, you know, being able just to, you know, whether if it's challenging yourself to walk a little bit more or just to kind of move. We do know that, you know, if a person engages in like maybe 20 minutes, like a kind of a brisk walk, 10 minutes in one direction, 10 minutes in another direction, that it does release a chemical in your brain that's similar to what some of the SSRIs that are out there do. And those are the serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like your antidepressants, anti-anxiety. So what does that do? It raises your serotonin. And serotonin is the chemical in your brain that brings you pleasure and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also one that's triggered by sunlight. So, hey, here we are in January, you know, on cloudy days, you're not getting that natural
right.
sunlight.
The Midwest gray, as my husband calls it.
Go for a walk. Get engaged in something for like 20 minutes and see how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes setting, you know, again, this is the start of the new year. We're talking about resolution time, you know. Make sure that you're setting like good expectations for yourself that are really attainable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, if you're going to go today, I'm going to try to go for a walk, and maybe it's not as far as you'd like to go. So whatever that limit is for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether if it's a room in your house or walking within your house or up and down your stairs, or maybe you're expanding that then to go outside and you're just walking a few houses,
mm-hmm.
then the next time out you're going another house further, or if it's one block you're going to, but like, you know, set attainable goals. Because once you set and accomplish that, you're going to want to try to achieve more.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times at the beginning of the new year, people have great goals and they'll say, hey, you know what? I'm going to try to get to the gym. You know, I'm going to go every morning, 7 days a week. I'm going to get up early before the kids are up.
Right.
And I'm going to go at like 5 a.m., right? Great goal. Their intentions are solid. But what happens is that the January 2nd rolls around or the time that they said they're going to go, it's cold outside, it's dark, their bed is warm, and
right.
It's kind of like, you know what, whatever, the negative thinking starts to kick in. I am just going to, you know, I'm going to stay in, I'm going to try tomorrow. So then, you know, great intention, tomorrow rolls around, it's the same thing, they're not doing it. So now what happens? Well, then you start to get guilty for
right.
not doing what you said you were going to do. You didn't accomplish your goal. And then you say, well, I'll try it on Wednesday. Well, that doesn't happen. And then before you know it, you say, oh, I'll just start it fresh on Monday. Make your goal realistic. Say that I'm going to try to go twice sometime in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that after work, before work, in the morning, whenever it is, but just two times.
Because mm-hmm.
you're going to feel a benefit by doing that and accomplishing that.
Right. And I think we're so sedentary today, too. I mean, I know on our show in December, you know, we talked about computer and video
right.
gaming.
Yeah.
That, you know, and watching TV, we talked about that, too. You just sit yeah. around and it's like, no, get engaged, turn it off. And
yeah.
even if you do just 10 minutes, you're starting from somewhere. Everybody has to start from somewhere.
Sure.
You know, and really get committed.
And even in my profession, being a therapist, you know, we're kind of like 50 minutes. We're talking with someone. We're sitting in a chair. You know, it's so important. I have like a free weight in my office, you know, or if I don't have a client, I'm going to get away from the computer and my schedule and I'm going to try to take a walk.
Right.
You know, things that it doesn't have to be a whole lot to kind of really improve your brain and to make you and improve your mood.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we're going to talk about some more ways to improve our brains and make them healthier. After this quick break, we're with Greg Skibinski, who is the executive director for the Agape Counseling Group. And I'm Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. We'll be right back.
Feeling depressed or wrestling with an addiction? Please know that you are not alone and there is help. Agape Counseling has Christian counselors, social workers, psychologists, and support staff committed to a therapeutic process that ministers to you, the whole person. They can assist you and your family in your pursuit to become all of who we are created to be. With three locations in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington, Illinois, Agape Counseling looks forward to the opportunity to serve you. Visit them online at agapecounselors.net or call 309-263-5565.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria Metro Area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
Welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and terrific to have you joining us, and Happy New Year to you. Hope your holidays were great. And we have Greg Skibinski, who is the Executive Director for Agape Counseling, joining us, and we're talking about making your brain healthier. And you might think, oh, I don't need to do that. Well, you do. And Greg has some very simple and helpful tips. So, Greg, what are the things that can help our brains? We talked about a little bit before our
sure.
break, but can you...
You know, one of the biggest thing I think that again, time of year can definitely have an impact on our not only our mood, but also how we think. And, you know, I think it's about kind of there's a great brain researcher out there by the name of Dr. Daniel Amen, where he talks about you want to avoid the ants. And it's an acronym for the automatic negative thoughts.
Oh, interesting. Ant. Automatic ant. Negative thoughts.
And he says that it is possible that we have to develop an ant eater. So mm-hmm. we have to find a way of kind of changing those negative thoughts around to something that's more positive,
mm-hmm.
you know. And a lot of times we can do that, you know. And sometimes, you know, when we feel, you know, it was something that I thought about this summer was that randomly, you know, if we're just like maybe driving down the road, you may get a positive thought just out of the blue. And you think about something nice and something good and you're like, wow, that was really – that's a good thought. You know, you want to hold on to that. You want to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of times when we tend to get negative thoughts, I don't know, I may be different, but I just don't get one negative thought. They kind of tend to bombard me, right? Mm-hmm. And your negative thoughts, if you're dwelling in those and they're constantly on your mind, you're going to start to feel negative.
Right.
And then the types of things that you're probably going to do are either going to be really negative or you're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to pull that blanket over your head and just say, you know what, I'm kind of done here for today. You know, and so what you have to do is you have to kind of back it up. You do have to kind of take a look at, okay, what's going on within me? What am I really feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I kind of feel sad. Maybe I'm angry or I'm frustrated or I'm feeling a bit depressed. But really what you want to do is you want to back it up to, what are the thoughts that made you feel that way?
Uh-huh.
You know, what are the thoughts, you know? And it's kind of like the stinking thinking
right.
type things. And so you want to take a look at those thoughts and try to find if there's an element within them that you can utilize to kind of flip it, twist it, turn it into something that's more positive.
Mm-hmm.
We call it reframing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's one little simple exercise that people can do rather than thinking about the negative and dwelling on that. Well, how can I reframe this into something that's more positive?
Right. Or stop yourself from thinking those thoughts.
Right.
Just, you know, sometimes, and this is a personal thing, maybe it might work for some of you listening out there, but if I find I'm really starting to get down on myself or something, I think of, you know, what it would have been to have been a prisoner of war during World War II,
mm-hmm.
if I was Jewish or something.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I just get into Psalms and I start reading the wonderful promises of God. And it really does help me to refocus on what is really important and that he really loves me and wants only the best for me as long as I am in his will.
Right.
So, but it is to reframe those things.
Focusing on the things that are the blessings. You know, things that you've been blessed with rather than focus on maybe the things that you didn't get over the holidays.
Right.
You know, or the negatives or, you know, rather than focusing on the fact that it's okay, it's cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
One of my big reframes is, you know what, even in the winter months like we're in now, guess what? We are one day closer to spring.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, you were talking about one thing I think you were talking about feelings and identifying what your feelings.
Yeah.
I think our current culture screams to coat over your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And always be happy all the time and mm-hmm. not go through the grieving process, not go through processes for healing of yourself. I mean, are
definitely.
You finding that?
Oh, absolutely. We want to deny that.
Mm-hmm.
So people turn to drugs, alcohol, and some of the other things to kind of medicate the negative things. You know, I think we have that wire within us. You know, it's kind of like the pain-pleasure principle.
Mm-hmm.
I think we want to avoid the painful stuff, and it would be great to stay in the pleasurable. But when we deny ourselves those experiences like grief or loss, we're really kind of denying ourselves those powerful emotions that God has given us,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and to learn how to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that do? That helps us to grow.
Right.
You know, as people, mm-hmm. you know. And I think that, you know, God has given us a gift. He has given us feelings. He's given us emotions. He wants us to experience what those really are.
Mm-hmm. And
positive,
so we can
negative.
Help others.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it doesn't do us or God justice if we deny those.
Right. And thank God, literally, that he graced us with humor.
Right. Absolutely.
Because we were talking about laughing earlier. And for those of you listening, Greg and I have had a very nice long-standing relationship, actually through the radio show. And we just laugh at a lot of the same things. So it's fun to get together and have Greg on. Even though we're talking about serious issues, the laughter is always good. And laughter is good for the brain.
It is.
You know, speaking of that.
Well, you know, and it's also kind of like if you're laughing, okay, if you're laughing and you're having fun, try to make yourself like be depressed, be sad.
Exactly.
In the middle of a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
Right.
Why? Because it's like a body posturing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that a lot of times, you know, we'll see people out on the streets or if they're walking, it's cold, maybe they're moving really fast, or so you see people who are having effect because of the number of cloudy days. You know, if a person is depressed, there's a certain – you look at them, you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Their head's pointed downward. Maybe they're looking at the ground. Their
mm-hmm.
shoulders are down.
Mm-hmm.
Their hands are down, and they're just kind of sitting there. Maybe they're really quiet, and they're just kind of – they have that look on their face. Ask that person to smile and be happy. They can't do it.
Right.
Because of how they're sitting or what their mannerisms are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if we're engaged in something like laughing, right,
mm-hmm.
or if we're engaged in something that requires movement, like, you know, hey, maybe you're in a choir and you're singing, you know,
mm-hmm.
like Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Try to feel depressed
right.
while you're singing like something like Hallelujah. You
yeah.
can't.
Right.
So I think it's like simple things like that we can really, if you want to feel better, you know, there – It reminds me of one thing back in college. I remember there was a friend of mine from Iron Mountain, Michigan, and he and I, whenever we had a big exam, we would tend to wear ties because it was a look good, feel good attitude. You know, we wanted to go into that test, and we just wanted whatever would work for us, help us feel better, think positively, mm-hmm. right? So we looked good, you know, and we felt good, and that did have an impact on mm-hmm. what our grades might be.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the other key things that we talked about, too, is, you know, about focusing on things that we're blessed with. You know, gratitudes. That is such an important thing.
That is huge.
Not focusing on the things that we've been kind of cursed with or an unpleasant, something that we're experiencing, financial difficulties or problems. But, you know, in those times, if we can focus on the things that we're grateful for, mm-hmm. it will not only change your brain, but it will change the way that you relate to people and how you feel about yourself.
Right.
You know, a simple thing that people can do, and there's been also brain research on this, you know, write down each night three things that you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is it becomes a gratitudes list. They do this in a lot of different 12-step groups. And so what you do is it's an ongoing list. Mm-hmm. So if you were going to start that tonight, Saturday night, one, two, three things that you're grateful for. I'm grateful for maybe the sun, and I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my spouse.
Right.
Okay, now that you've wrote those down, mm-hmm. you can't reuse them.
Ah, okay.
So the next day, Sunday night when you do this, then it's 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Another three things. But mm-hmm. you go back to number one and you look at those. So by the time that you're really kind of working into this, mm-hmm. and maybe you're at day 20, so you might have like 60 things, but you're trying not to repeat it because
right.
you want to stick to this task.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? You have to seek it out. You change your brain. Mm-hmm. You're looking for opportunities and things to really, truly see around you, things that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Maybe you're grateful for seeing that older couple walking down the street holding hands.
Yeah.
Boom, that's one of your gratitudes lists.
Right.
You know, or somebody that said thank you, you know, in a store or a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, or a smile.
Right.
You pay more, you're more mindful to the goodness yeah. and the positive.
Yeah, that's a great idea, and I'd like to challenge our listeners out there, Greg, to do that.
Absolutely.
I think that's wonderful. Now, what if somebody kind of needs additional help though with having a
absolutely
healthier brain.
You know, kind of like where I gave the example of doing the reframe. That's something that I work with. It's a form of cognitive behavioral therapy that, you know, I think that it's good for listeners to kind of say, you know what, maybe it's a good time for me to kind of go in and talk to somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, or really to kind of gain extra tools or better coping strategies. That I think that's kind of where therapy comes in.
Mm-hmm.
People come into our office at Agape to kind of meet with other therapists to kind of work on those types of things.
Right, right.
You know?
And I think one thing people need to know too, that if you go in and you talk to a therapist and you feel that you really don't click with that person, don't stop. Talk right. with another therapist there.
Actually, talk to that therapist.
Mm-hmm.
That happens from time to time. You know, for whatever reason, it doesn't click. So then you ask that therapist, will there be somebody in the practice that I might be able to see who might be a better fit?
Right. And they're not offended.
Not at all.
No.
Not
you know,
all.
They want to give you the help. But I think it's good because people might think, well, I think I'm past that point in depression. I think I need more help. And especially for my, you know, making my brain healthy. These are great ideas. But I'm
yeah.
kind of past that. And so it's okay to get help. And, you know, one thing, too, I wanted to ask you. Can having a brain that doesn't work right affect our relationships with others?
Yes, it can. Because, you know, one of the things that I think that we see when a person's brain does work right, they tend to be more thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we're talking about the gratitudes list.
Right.
You know, they're being more thoughtful. They're looking for things. They tend to be more loving. They tend to be more consistent with things
mm-hmm.
that they're doing. You know, whether if they say they're going to be somewhere at a certain time, they're there. You know, they're very reliable, you know. So those are just kind of some of the signs of things, you know, when your brain is working right. You can think about other people. You're thinking outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be more, you're more mindful of things and in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not off somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And just as those are good things, there's also bad things that could happen, you know. I think that a person who doesn't necessarily have a healthy brain, they tend to be inconsistent. They tend to be pretty angry or irritable, maybe inattentive or unreliable, you know, some of those
very
things.
Much, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's always really good to to know those things. So, Greg, we're going to have to be wrapping up fairly soon. This time just goes so quickly together. Do you have any final word of advice for our listenership as it regards to having a healthy brain?
Absolutely. You know, focusing on the positives, trying to stay positive, whatever that takes. If you find that you're having a problem with that, why not? You know, go to the, internet or go to your phone book and try to find somebody to talk to. Somebody who's, non-judgmental and objective and try to seek some advice.
Mm-hmm. And take your fish oil.
Yeah, take your fish oil. Movement, engage in activity.
Right.
And you know what else? Another big thing is too is get out of your house and interact with people. Mm-hmm. Do something social.
And not on the internet.
Right.
Even though Facebook can really make you happy sometimes and sometimes not. So, and, if you're thinking, boy, maybe I should talk with somebody. I want to learn more about this. Definitely you can contact Greg at the Agape Group. And the phone number is area code 309-263-5565. The Peoria location is 309-692-4433. And in Bloomington, you can call 309-663-2229. And if I just rattled those off too quickly for you, I do apologize. But you can also go to the website, which is agapecounselors.net. That's all one word, lowercase, agapecounselors.net. Greg, thanks again for coming on air and sharing all this with us.
Thanks for having me.
I feel very positive and my brain is healthier just from talking with you right now. And I hope you do too, that you're listening. We do want to thank Greg. He's the executive director for Agape Counseling, serving the Morton, Peoria, and Bloomington, Illinois areas. And again, I want to thank all of you who tuned in this week and for sharing your time with us. My name is Kim Brooks-Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition, hosting Healthy You. Be sure to pick up your copy of the magazine today at one of our over 800 locations. And you can now read the magazine online and have it sent monthly to your email. So just go to HealthyCellsMagazine.com, select the Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition tab, and you can sign right up. And everything is kept confidential. And be sure to visit and like us on Facebook, too, where you'll see more of our articles and information. God bless you and be in your best health. No, I hope that 2015 is a wonderful year for you, both personally and professionally. And we look forward to being with you again next Saturday.
Feeling depressed or wrestling with an addiction? Please know that you are not alone and there is help. Agape Counseling has Christian counselors, social workers, psychologists, and support staff committed to a therapeutic process that ministers to you, the whole person. They can assist you and your family in your pursuit to become all of who we are created to be. With three locations in Peoria, Morton, and Bloomington, Illinois, Agape Counseling looks forward to the opportunity to serve you. Visit them online at agapecounselors.net or call 309-263-5565.